We used to do this at the beginning of the school holidays, so don't panic. We still have another week of school. So this is not the school holiday program, but we're becoming more passionate about how we learn from one another in the different age groups. So on your chair, we're not doing tables today. You have to bear with me a little bit. Only a couple will know. I actually had a minor surgery on my leg on Monday with a BCC cutout, which came because I was helping Alan with Gwen one day. He went to have something and I said, oh, where do you get that checkups done? I went and had a checkup and yes, they found one on my leg. And so there you go. The fruit of that, God works in ways, go ahead before us. So I've had that cut out and I've had a wonderful week with my sister in Newcastle looking after me. So we only had one little squabble. But I've lost 2 kilos, so it's worth living with her. So, and not being able to have any exercise, that's even better. So wait until the exercise comes. So on your chair is a piece of paper that has the word faith written down. And if you've got a pen or don't have a pencil, we can get some. And, I think Karen's... Do we have some pencils that people can write with? And Karen's been giving out some colouring in, if you want to do that as you listen as well. Quite happy for you to do that one. So we want to just... our topic today came at the request of our Kids Connection. They are starting a unit about people of the Bible who have walked in by faith. And so we wanted to kickstart that for them to, you know, what we think about that. And so there's a few people being... So, you know, recruited to help out in the process, but for all of us to share this story. So I want us to break it down, what faith means to us personally. And there's no right or wrong about this. So don't rush ahead. Just do the F for me. Just write any words, not sentences or anything, just what words come up, particularly F words. Careful how I say that. Yeah. Any F words, what pops into your mind that is related to faith? What kind of words come up as you relate to faith? So we're going to put some of these on the board, Kelly. So Kelly's going to be my scribe today. Well, Chloe, you can come and help Mummy do it. That's okay. Oh, okay. What kind of words come up in the game? It might just be one word. That's fine as well. Okay, so anyone want to offer up their suggestions? I'm not going to run around with it, so you just have to yell out for me. Fruit. It's not a word I would have thought of. Well, yeah, cool. Fruit. Alan? Oh, cool. Lance? Follow. All right, anyone else have some? Forgiveness. Oh, wow. My sister and I did all this coming down in the car. You said we didn't get any of these. This is great. Any other ones? Forever. Yep. Yep, faith is there forever. Excellent. All right, so keep all those ones going. So put your sheet aside for the moment. That's okay. We're going to come back to that one. But I wanted to... So, Kelly, you can have a break. We're going to spread this out. Over. Yep, thanks, hon. So it is... It's all those things. But I'm going to jump on Lance's one about follow. Because as for me, the example today has been reflecting on the Queen and that she followed Jesus. And particularly since the 2000s, she's been a lot more vocal about that. Quite comfortably, although she engaged in other faith groups, she also was a follower of Jesus. Because we talk about faith groups, and you can have faith in lots of things. But in this context, we want to focus on having faith in Jesus, being a follower of Jesus. So for the kids, we want you to think about what that means to be a follower of Jesus. What does that look like in your life? And so we're going to have some people share about that for us in a moment. And so just sort of, you know, what does that mean for us to be a follower of Jesus? So Nathaniel is going to do an interview. All right.
this space mean to you?
What does faith mean to me? Okay. Now, what faith means to me, and I've been a Christian for a long time. I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 24. That was way over 10 years ago. Over 15. Well, let's say it was a long time ago. It means a lot, because without knowing that there's something after this life, before you know it, you too, Nathaniel, you're going to be as old as me. And that's not nice. But you know what? What's going to happen is, whether you live 20 years, 40 years, 80 years, eternity is a long time. So what faith means to me is that God provided an out for our sins, for our problems. And we are promised through the blood of Jesus that we have eternity with him. That's what it means, basically. It's good just being alive with him here, and he looks after you and all that. But at the end is that you have security. I think that's the main thing. That's what it's meant to me. So the second question was, I've got my glasses. What would you give as an example in your life? Would you give an example in your life? Well, an example in my life would be that whenever I had issues in my life and I trusted the Lord, he came through. Maybe not the way that I expected him to, but the way that was right. And in the long run, we know that he's going to look after us, especially what's going on in the world today. We all worry about things, oh, is this going to happen? But then my wife tells me, well, God's looking after us. No matter what happens, we know that he's on your side. So that is the answer I've got for you today.
Thank you, Oz, for your honest responses to that and reflection on all that. We're going to hear two more in a moment. But we're going to sing again. Perfect song for it, I Walk by Faith. And let me warn you, you're physically going to do it. So if you're able to stand up, you're going to move over and then move back. So if you want to walk up and down, but you actually have to do some kind of movement. I'm not, because it's too hard at the moment. But so I encourage you to do a little bit of moving around. Show us, our kids, that it's not about sitting down and all about our head, but our bodies are totally involved. So I invite you to stand as we sing, I Walk by Faith. Okay, so the letter A. What is a word you can figure out for the letter A about faith? Abundant, yes.
Admission.
Oh, that's a good one.
Admiration.
Adoration. Can you guys think of a word, A? Yes. Yes. That's a statement of faith, isn't it, Mum and Dad? Yeah. Isn't every child? Yep. Action.
Alive.
Generally, my policy is not to repeat what people say, because what you have to say is worthwhile and genuine. But because we're recording, I'm doing that so that they can hear as well. Any other A words?
Always.
Always, indeed.
Armour.
Admiration. Adoration. No, we've got, yeah, yeah, we've had that one too. Yeah, and we'll take admiration. That's why Kelly's writing and not me. And as when we're describing God, there's, you know, endless words that we can keep doing about those kind of things. Let me read to you a story of the Queen, a woman of action. The Queen has served on hundreds of charities, opened countless buildings, visited the sick and spoken to all kinds of people, not to mention hosting grand state occasions with international implications. But sometimes the small things can reveal a person's character. There's a well-known story, which I didn't know, there's a well-known story of a builder who worked at Buckingham Palace. He was dismantling a desk when he heard a lady's voice ask if he would like a cup of tea. Without looking up from his work, he said, "Yeah, in a mug, two sugars, builder's tea. I don't want any of that nonsense I had last time I was here, all that fine china and all that saucer stuff." The lady returned and told the builder it was on the table. When he looked up, the Queen was quietly leaving the room. In the book of James, it talks about to have faith, but without actions and deeds, our faith is empty. Some have interpreted that the only way that we can get faith is by works and doing. But my belief that that's not what James is saying. That James is saying, you have this faith, now put it into action. Some of those things are adoration, being alive, how we serve other people. Some of us are up the front people. Some are terrified at the thought of ever being up the front. But in reality, there are many more people who are behind the scenes. My sister is one of those, cannot stand the thought of ever being in front of anybody. But there's a lot of things that would not happen in her church and her work if she wasn't there. Even the little things that she did for me this week in caring for me. And it's not about being the grandiose things. It's the little things that often people will never know about. And I get a real buzz when I can do something for somebody and they don't know about it. There's a lot of things that happen in church that we don't know about. You know, we turn up week by week and the chairs are just here. Then they get packed away and they get moved around. The cleaners come. There's a lot of things. But not just what happens within our services, but what happens within our whole church community and beyond. Faith is something that is happening in action. And want us to think about what that does for us. So the boys requested a song last week. Can you remember the song you asked me about? It was based on the memory verse that you'll be doing for your unit this term, coming from the book of Joshua. Be strong. Might have been Malachi that actually suggested it, so we'll give him the benefit. Sorry, but you said, yeah, let's do that one. So a great song about be strong and courageous. Joshua was a man of faith, and he was told by Moses to be strong and courageous. And that's verse Joshua 1:9 is, you know, is repeated and repeated lots of times, but it's amazing when you go back through the whole Bible, how many times that phrase is said, or the implication about being strong, having your faith, following through, be courageous. Because going out on the journey of life with God as your guide and having that faith is not an easy one. But let's share this song together as a reminder from Joshua 1:9, to be strong and courageous and not to fear. Well, even this morning, we can give testimony to the way God works in faithfulness. Because I got down here 10 past 8 to set up everything and said to Dan, I forgot my laptop. And I needed to print everything. And I couldn't copy everything. And I said, I've got to go home. So I raced back home. And, you know, that's a 15-minute drive without traffic. And then as I was coming back, I got caught behind two cyclists. One was in one lane and one was in the other. And I went... Yeah, and just as I got to Alloa Station, blow me down, here comes Raphael and Lydia crossing the road on their way to try and hopefully find a bus because the trains are all different for them today. And I went, get in! You know, and the graciousness of the people behind me, not bipping or anything, you know. There was, you know, a couple of cars behind us, but nobody fussed about it, and we just got in and went on our merry way and sort of going, wow, doesn't God work in mysterious ways, you know. Could have had, we might be still waiting for them, so, and all that. Mel, do you want to come and read for us, please?
A reading from Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 3. Faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. It was their faith that made our ancestors pleasing to God. Because of our faith, we know that the world was made at God's command. We also know that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen. A reading from Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3. Such a loud crowd of witnesses is all around us. So we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially the sin that just won't let go. And we must be determined to run the race that is ahead of us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. He endured the shame of being nailed to the cross because he knew later on he would be glad he did. Now he's seated at the right side of God's throne. So keep your mind on Jesus, who put up with many insults from sinners. Then you won't get discouraged and give up.
Thanks, Mel. All right, back to your sheets with F-A-I. We're up to I. What are some words that come up to I for in regards to faith? I, there you go.
It is.
Beautiful. All right.
Igloo.
Inside an igloo, yes. Thanks, Oz. Oh, insight, but I like inside too. Insight. Graham?
Incredible.
Illegible.
I can't read those.
Alan?
Inspiration.
Internet. We have to have a lot of faith in the internet, don't we? Yes. We're going to use that as an example in a moment, indeed. That's an E. I had to think for a moment, but yeah.
In?
Having faith in something, yeah. Okay, so Ali, can you come and help me? All right, is it William?
B-L-E.
William?
B-L-E.
Or Lachlan? Yeah, William. And Greg, can I recruit you as well for a moment, please? You know nothing about it, it's okay. I didn't ask you, so don't panic. You see, did I was supposed to do something? No? All right, if you three gentlemen can come up here for me. While these two figure out how to spell something. So I've got a little challenge for you three. No tickling. Right, you have to put all those things down. Cool. All right. You might want a little bit of space, particularly away from Greg. So. All right. So I need the three of you to see if you can keep the feather up in the air without using your hands. Without using your hands. Okay. Should have thought through the instructions a bit more than that. All right. I want you to blow it and keep it up in the air. All right, so you've got to blow it. Now, yeah. Oh, you can get a smaller one if you want. Oh, yeah, oh, go. Go back here. Fortunately, this is not being recorded, Greg, so nobody can see. Okay, Matthew. Oh, good job. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, good job. Good job. Good job. All right. One more try. Yeah. And again. All right. Actually, the boys had an idea to throw it up first, and then keep it up. You couldn't have done that if you couldn't have practiced that. Okay, all right, you can have a break. All right, so tell me, you did achieve keeping it up. How did you keep it up in the air?
By air.
By blowing.
Yeah. So using your...
air.
And what's the word, another word for air?
Breath.
Your breath. But wait a minute. I'm definitely going to take these off you in a moment. You can practice that. You're getting very good about this. But wait a minute. I can't see your breath. So how's it staying up there? I can't see it. Because your breath's invisible. So it mustn't exist. So how are you doing it? What's the secret? Is there some string attached?
Yeah.
Is there string attached? No, I can't see any string.
No, we're magicians.
You are, yes. But can we see air?
No.
No? What are some other things that we know exist but we don't get to see them?
Wind.
Wind? Absolutely. What about some... What else? Yeah? Lydia actually mentioned it before. When I turn on my computer, I just assume that what's going to work on my computer if I want to do emails or something. The Wi-Fi or the internet.
Yeah.
When I turn on a switch and the lights come on, what's happening? Electricity. Can you see electricity?
No.
All right. Can you see the Wi-Fi? So are they real?
Yeah.
They are real. Okay. Can I have my feathers back?
I know.
Make sure I get it back from Greg. All right. Thanks, boys. How are they? Invisible is the word that I came up with. Thank you, gentlemen, all of you. Invisible is one of the aspects about faith. Exactly. Can you want to say that one again for me, Arlene? I won't have to say it.
Another invisible thing is God.
Exactly. And that's what faith means. And Mel read that to us in Hebrews, is that faith is believing in something you cannot see. So... just like when I turn on my computer and I'm expecting to be able to do all my work with the internet, I can't see it. I can't see the microwaves in my microwave when I'm cooking, unless I put some aluminium in, all of a sudden I can see lots of things. I can't see the air that I breathe unless I'm in a very cold environment and you get to see it, the impact of it. And it's just like the wind. We don't get to see what's doing things, but we see the impact of it. So for all of us, faith is believing in something that we can't see, but can see the impact of it. And prayer is another part of that, that we can pray to God to hear. We don't see the words coming out of our mouths, but yet God hears us. And God responds. So Alistair, would you like to come and lead us in prayer?
Will you pray with me?
Father God, I just thank you that we can all be here this Sunday and join together and just listen to examples of faith in people's life and get a better understanding again, Father, of what faith means for not just each of us, but for all of us together. I pray, Father, in regards to faith, I pray for those that are going through the HSC at the moment. I pray for Josh, Darius, Vicky and Nathaniel. I pray that you'll have your hand upon them, that they'll have faith in you, that you'll be with them, that they will achieve the results that they're striving for, and that they'll have faith that you're guiding them to where you want them to be in their lives. I pray, Father, in terms of faith, I pray for the Queen's funeral coming up. I pray that it will be a witness to the world about how someone has served you so diligently over their life. And I pray that it will just be an example, Father, for those that watch this event live. And in terms of faith, Father, I pray for the people of Pakistan, people of China, and the people of PNG at the moment who have all gone through some tragic natural disasters. I pray, Father, for those who follow you in those nations to be a source of light and a source of hope in those nations, and that that their faith will shine through and many more will see you. I thank you, Father, for the kids and the youth of our church, and I pray that you will bless them. May they come to know you. May their faith grow. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Alistair. We have one more interview. You're doing a great job, Nathaniel.
What does faith mean to me? Well, it means everything. And when Cheryl texted me and asked me would I do this, I thought, oh, in only 2 minutes, me. But she said, if I don't want a long service, it better only be 2 minutes. So I thought, what can I tell in 2 minutes or 3 minutes about my faith? And a fair while ago, a few years back, our daily bread said, like it did this week, ladies, if we would like to write our own meaning after our life, the Lord's, the 23rd Psalm. So when I thought about it, I thought, well, the 23rd Psalm in my language, which I've written for myself, covers a lot of my faith in the Lord. So here it goes. The Lord is my shepherd. He has looked after me all my life. He has met all my needs and been there to pick me up when I have floundered. He has protected me from those who wish to do me harm. He has carried me when, after the loss of loved ones, life seemed to be too hard to continue living. His love and faithfulness has overwhelmed me, and I could never repay. I pray that he will be with me for the rest of my days, and I will dwell with him forever when he calls me home. And I have faith in him that he will keep me going for the rest of my days. Not too many left these days, but I hope to be able to serve him and be faithful to him as he is to me.
What's T for? All right, trust. All right. Yep. So trust. Truth. All right, so trust, truth.
Turmoil.
Turmoil. Time. Thanksgiving, yep. Alan?
Teaching.
Testify. Trust, we've got that one. Yep, all good. Any other T words that come up?
Tested.
Tested.
Tribulation.
timely, timeless. Yes, we've got time, a timeless. Tribulation. All right, some great words that come through when we start thinking. And I love the fact that we can hear each other's words because, as I said, my sister and I did this, just the two of us in the car, and we didn't come up with all of those words, which is to be expected, you know, and depending on our experiences, what we can do with that one. And often we will talk about, you know, the example of trust. So, Lachlan, can I get you to... I want you for a tick? All right. Can you take my hand for a moment? All right. All right. Can you turn and face me? All right. Can you shut your eyes? Ooh. See, that's trust in itself, just to trust your eyes. I want you to take a step back, keep your eyes shut. All right. And now sit. Ah, he's kept his eyes shut the whole time. Well done. So, Lachlan, can you look at me now, honey? Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Do you know when you sat down, that was showing trust? Did you think that the chair was going to break?
No.
No, that's a good thing because we all come in and just sit on these chairs and we don't even think about it, do we? We just sit on the chair and we hope that they're going to, it's not going to break. Are you like that all the time?
No.
So have you sat on a chair that you weren't sure about? But you did. And I also want to thank you that you trusted me to do this little exercise together. And so when we talk about faith, we need to trust God as well. So just like Lachlan showed us how he trusted me to do something, we need to do that as well. And sometimes it's exactly what Lachlan did with his eyes closed, that sometimes we do have to trust God blindly, that we don't know what's going to happen next. And this morning I heard a really interesting definition about resilience that, you know, someone was reflecting about how 6 months down the track after floods, you know, people say, oh, we're just resilient and all that. No, she said, we aren't, because resilience involves knowing what's going on, what's going to happen in advance. And for some of these people, they don't know that anymore. They don't know what's going to happen next. So it's hard to do that. But yet, we can trust, as our boys have shown us in lots of different things and our kids do, how to trust God. And even though we don't know what's going to happen in advance, we can trust. And there's people that we can trust and overall God we can trust. So let's go to our last one, H. What are some words for H? Thanks, Lachlan. H words. You go help Kelly do the H words. Lance.
Alan Smith's online. Hallelujah.
There you go, Alan. Hallelujah. That one was for you. Yes. He. Yes. We're talking God doing there. William. Hat. I'll make a connection of a hat in a minute. We have the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. There you go. From... Ephesians chapter 6, our heart, yes, our heart. There was one back here that I missed. Help.
Healing.
Hope. Heaven, yes. The opposite, hell, yes. And again, let me encourage you to think about, to take these sheets away and add to it. Add what others have put and just think about this week what faith broken up means in different things. And in reality, faith is what we, you know, I prayed out at the beginning. It's our head, it's our heart, what we call our soul, the part we can't see of ours, the thing that makes it helping us, the thing our consciences want to make our decisions, but it's our whole being, our strength. And hence why that song, we walk by faith. It's one thing to say, I believe, but we need to live it out. And I want to encourage all of us to take the responsibility of modelling that journey to our children. I'm suspecting that most of you did not see when we did the first song, as Dan is raising his hands, so is Chloe. And it took all my effort not to cry at that point, because it was a beautiful picture of how our children will model what we do, the good and the bad. And I've had discussions with some parents that I've been to sporting events with, and, you know, Dad's booing, boo, to the other team. And then his son does it even more aggressive, you know. So I put him aside and I says, you realise everything you do, he will copy 10 times. And you would not tolerate bad sportsmanship. And he says, no, but you were doing this. Oh, only, no, there is no only. Fortunately, I have a good relationship to do this, you know, but, you know, to start thinking. But that we as the church, these are our children. And that's why I'm passionate about us being all in together. They may not look like they're sitting down and taking it in like we as adults do, but they're taking it in. And how we respond and react and all that, and walk our lives by faith, by the testimonies that we share, the stories of God working in our lives, our children need to hear. The tough times and the celebrative times. That's what God calls us to do. Jesus commands us to do that, to look after our children, to guide them. And all through the Old Testament, it's not about how our society has gone into individual families. I much prefer the collective family. I love my role in the lives of children. The best part is that they get to go home, but, you know, I'm a bit more sympathetic for those you have to live with them all the time, but, you know. But they are a gift to all of us, with their challenges and their delights, their curiosity and their exploration. But when it boils down to, we are all children of the promise. God promised to Abraham to build a nation and went with them on a journey. And then Jesus came to ensure that that was available for everybody. Regardless of our backgrounds, of our gender, of all our beings, God calls us to live by faith and to be children of the King. I invite you to, as we sing this last song together.